Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
I live near Wrigley Field, and I go by it all the time. It's my L stop is the one at Addison there. So I've just been amazed at how much work has been going on. From the day of the last pitch thrown at Wrigley last season to today, that thing has been a 24-hour operation. And every now and then, if you go by Sheffield, they have the wall open up, and trucks and tractors are going in and out. And it's amazing how mammoth this construction site is. I mean, three sides of it are all boarded up, all the way to the roof. They got tarps there, and it's guys are walking around constantly with hard hats and the brightly colored vests. It's just kind of cool, but you don't know what's going on inside. And then across the street, of course, on Clark is where they have that hotel going up. I'm looking at that hotel, and when you look now up, like on the third and fourth floors, there are little lamps on in the windows. They look like hotel rooms. You think, wow, maybe they're getting ready. But I got to tell you, the main floor, it doesn't look like it's ready. And I'm not sure how they're going to get the ballpark or the hotel done by the day of the first game. Maybe they are. We called Julian Green, the media relations department over at the Cubs, to catch us up on some of that. Hey, Julian, it's John. How are you?
Doing well, John. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah. Are you guys going to be ready?
Absolutely. Baseball on April 9th, no other choice but to make sure the team is ready to take the field.
Am I right about how, I mean, describe for me how busy a work site that has been since last season.
It is a massive project, and it's probably one of the most unique in all of sports. When you consider a 100-year-old plus ballpark that sits on 3 acres of land, and so not a lot of real estate to actually expand a landmark ballpark. And part of the project included this year, this offseason, was a mammoth dig underneath the field to create three new premier clubs, all which will be ready. One that's coming online this year, but two more that are coming online in 2019. And so a very in-depth, very intense dig underneath the ballpark, which, by the way, I don't think we found any artifacts or by the way.
But, you know, it would have been cool if you did, but you know what would have really been terrible is if they're digging underneath there and they find a dinosaur bone or an Indian burial site, because that would put the kibosh on everything.
That's right.
Then they'd bring in archaeologists, and then you guys are hosed. But when you say underneath, you don't mean underneath you mean underneath the grandstands is where this dig is taking place, right?
Underneath the field and the grandstands.
Really? Wait a minute. There's a club underneath there?
There will be three clubs when it's all said and done for our season for our season ticket holders that are sitting in the club boxes,
okay,
behind home plate and behind the dugouts.
Well, normally when I think of ballpark clubs, you know, they are, you have a view of the field. Obviously, this is something I guess you would access before the game, or if you're there, you're not watching the game because you're underneath it, right?
Or during inclement weather when it could potentially snow in July or
whatever
in April.
Yeah,
gives an opportunity for our folks to get some relief. But in the last 10 to 15 years, it has become more common in that if you look at the Dallas Cowboys, which I think have a similar setup where you have boxes or clubs that are now right off the field or underneath the field. And so
that's amazing.
Like I said, not unique to sports, but certainly unique in to what we're trying to do here at Wrigley Field in terms of expand our amenities for our fans, not just our season ticket holders, but for the fans that are just casual fans that are coming for a game. We're trying to make sure to improve the experience for all of our fans, whether you're in the upper deck or right behind home plate.
Yeah. Julian Green from the Cubs media department's on the phone. So then, do you know much about how they did that? I mean, that's kind of fascinating, isn't it? Did they hollow out the field and just make a big hole, and then, or did they tunnel underneath? I mean, how do they do that?
Though my experience in construction is probably very limited, but you basically earth retention systems. It's the simplest way to explain it for your listeners, where there are pilings or caissons that, you know, when you're driving by a construction site and you're building a new, you know, big box store like a Target or a Home Depot, you typically hear this sound, you know, like a power drill that's like a big, gigantic hammer that's hitting a nail. And those are earth retention systems, which basically keep the building or the foundation from shifting. As you can imagine, we're putting a lot of load on this particular ballpark. And so as you're doing such expansive digs, you got to make sure that, you know, this ballpark can still stand, you know, erect, you know, while all the work is going on. So through earth retention systems and then putting in, doing the structural pours through concrete and steel, obviously we are able to, you know, create these underground clubs that will, you know, support our premier clubs and eventually our season ticket holders will be able to enjoy.
Does that mean
fine amenities?
Does that mean that the, like, if I'm sitting in that club, Anthony Rizzo will be standing above me, on top of me, playing the game?
It is, yeah, in its simplest form, you could definitely say that. That basically, yeah, you can absolutely say that.
And then, home plate. Are you doing the upper deck boxes too along the first base and third base line too? Are they redoing those at Wrigley?
We next year we will get into the upper deck. We are creating what's called an upper concourse, where along the roof line there will be new amenities for our fans that sit in the upper deck to enjoy more expansive concessions.
Yeah, you guys need them up there. You know, I think you're leaving money on the table if you don't make it easier in the upper deck to get snacks and beers and stuff like that.
We have to. There's probably one concession area that supports about 3,000 fans in the upper deck. And so much of the congestion that one would see during the regular season is because those fans are obviously trying to get their hands on peanuts and hot dogs and other things. And so we want to make sure we service our customers up in the upper deck, which are paying good money for a ticket. But at the same time, we are also creating a club, which is called the Catalina Club, which will be in the upper deck and will have a view, based to your earlier point, a view of the field. And it's going to be a really probably dead center of the ballpark behind home plate, but in the upper deck. But it will be a beautiful club for those folks in the upper deck to take advantage of,
That club that you just described, is that going to be there this year, or is that one of the future projects?
That's one of the future projects.
Wow.
So they will get started on that. Like I said, we'll begin work in the upper deck going into the 2018 offseason, 2018-2019 offseason.
How much does this cost? How much does the Wrigley Field expansion cost?
Well, the entire 1060 project, which not only includes Wrigley Field, but also includes what we call Tower 1, or the office building and office and retail building, the Park at Wrigley, which I hope many of your listeners have enjoyed last year as well, and the hotel. All in, it is nearing close to $1 billion in cost, all paid for by the Ricketts family. And as I said before, probably one of the most unique and unprecedented projects that probably any sports owner has undertaken in sports. But so far, you know, we are now entering into the final phase of the project, phase six. And it has gone as planned, as progressed, and in fact, your listeners should know that we are actually ahead of schedule. And so many items are getting completed, and thanks to the favorable weather that we have this year, except for the 16 or so inches that we had a couple weeks ago. A day like today is enjoyed and favored by construction and project managers.
Yeah, no kidding. Oh, they've been busy over there. The Lucky Door is closed right now because of the work going on, but it's going to open up again, I know, when the season starts. And then you got Brick House, which is the restaurant bar there next to the park. The ice rink is going down right now. And then right across from all of that on Clark is this hotel. The Cubs don't technically own the hotel, right?
That is correct. So a separate business entity owned by the Ricketts family called Hickory Street Capital is developing the hotel and also developed the park at Wrigley and office and retail tower adjacent to Wrigley Field. And to your point, we have already opened a number of fabulous food and beverage offerings which have been enjoyed by the neighbors and tourists and Cubs fans. You mentioned Lucky Door, a wonderful craft-style tap and tavern for people to enjoy some really good select beers that are only being developed or served here at Wrigley.
And by the way, I want to say something about that. That's right off of the left field, across from like where the fire station is. And you don't have to have a ticket. You can just walk up and have a beer there, watch the game on TV next to the park. But it's kind of got a little bit of a walk-up neighborhood feel. It's not real big, and it's got these unique craft brews in there. It's a neat location.
It's absolutely fabulous. It's right next to the cottage house, which or the groundskeeper house, which is right next to Wrigley Field, which was the Bobby Doerr, the famous groundskeeper here at Wrigley Field.
Oh,
for
I got
decades,
it. I see.
Decades. We
Lucky
ended Doerr. Ended up naming the tavern after him. But Budweiser Brickhouse Tavern, open every day of the year as we get ready for the NCAA tournament. They're going to be doing some activations out in the park at Wrigley. I think people should expect some basketballs maybe to be shot coming up. More details on that to come. But really great sports bar, two-level sports bar, and Jenny's Splendid Ice Cream, which will be opening soon around the corner. And obviously for the neighbors who love their coffee, the fans who love their coffee, Starbucks Reserve has a location, which has been a wonderful addition to the neighborhood.
I got a minute left, Julian. So what about that hotel across the street? Is that going to be open for business, the restaurants and the rooms and everything when the season starts?
Not only will it be open, we are already taking reservations for April 23rd and beyond. So for those folks who are interested in getting more information, you should go to hotelzachary.com and
That's
learn
what it's
about
called.
How they can make reservations. Yes,
Hotel Zachary.
Well, Hotel Zachary. Yes.
And I guess there'll be parking there. I've looked at it, and I don't know where people are going to park for the restaurant and the hotel and all of this stuff. Is there parking in that hotel building?
There's parking underneath the whole hotel building for hotel guests only.
Yeah.
Obviously, parking is a bit of a challenge in the community, but a number of satellite parking lots. And as you know, many of your neighbors also offer parking in their garages and their lots. And
yeah, they do. Yeah, they do.
Hey, look, if there's anything to obviously help the local economy. So,
I think you do. Hey, listen, I've heard the property values are going up in that neck of the woods, and I'm not surprised to hear it. Somebody drops $1 billion nearby, it probably lifts all of the boats. Julian Green is the Cubs media relations guy over there. Hey, listen, good luck to you. I hope that the team does well, and I hope the neighborhood does well. And it's neat to see, private capital poured into an area like that. So thanks for your time today, Julian.
Absolutely. I had a great time. Thank you very much.
Yeah, Julian Green over at the Cubs.